The whole trend in SEO has always been, how can I get Google's attention and how can I get Google to like me more?
Did I say that out loud?
Welcome to Did I Say That Out Loud, a podcast where Stu Eddins and Mariah Tang reflect on agency life and answer questions from our higher ed and healthcare clients about the latest in digital marketing, content, and SEO.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. This is StateMate's podcast. We've kind of given it the name, Did I Say That Out Loud? Well, other than kind of a fun title, our purpose here is to kind of capture some conversations and discussions we have internally about the things that impact digital marketing, digital websites, and pretty much anything else that falls within our daily chores and tasks and things we do for our clients. So yeah, did I say that out loud? That's really a question I ask myself a lot. We do try to question what Google does, what Bing does, and so on, trying to find the best path forward. So loosely structured, but the premise of the whole thing is really kind of capturing a discussion. We've picked a topic, of course. We have some things that we want to talk about, but nothing more scripted than that. So today, we're going to talk about what's the deal with the latest Google content update. Well, actually, algorithm update. On March 5th of 2024, Google released a really, really big update in how they rank pages in search. There's a lot of implications that go along with it, and there's a few that we kind of wanted to talk about a little bit. Probably one of the biggest changes was Google has had this assessment out there for a while called helpful content. It wants to find content that answers the questions that people put into search. The most helpful answer is its job. As much as we'd like to think that Google works with us and we pay Google to do stuff, that's our side of it. Google's client is the person doing the search. It's not the person really doing ads. It's not the person doing SEO. Google lives to serve the person putting a search query into their search engine. That's the big deal, too. Anything they put into that search bar is a question. And helpful content is assessed on its ability to answer questions. That's really what it comes down to.
Music to my ears. Yeah. This is what we've been saying for years. It's very validating.
Well, but the whole trend in SEO has always been, how can I get Google's attention and how can I get Google to like me more?
Yeah.
And in a world that was focused on keywords and search terms and such, Google at one point was something that matched, okay, your page has this content, and the words match what somebody put in their search query. Therefore, we're going to serve your link to that person. Now, where it fit in ranking in the order it was served to the person, that had a lot to do with your content and its quality. But Google stopped being a search engine based on lexical search. It no longer really just matches words. It matches intent and content. It matches all sorts of things because it's actually understanding the content of the page in front of it. Mm-hmm. When it looks at something you've written, Mariah, it's reading it. Mm-hmm. And it knows what people search for, and it tries to match these two things up by intent, by the quality of the answer you're providing.
When Google started doing the purple highlight to answer, when you type in a question, it sends you to a page, Google now highlights the answer to that question on the page. First, I was freaked out by this, and now I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so validating. I keep coming back to that word because for so long in content, we didn't really have a way to say, yes, this is working, no, this isn't working, unless it was, oh, look, you're number one on Google, you've got this featured snippet, whatever.
Yeah.
Now we have direct from Google user-generated information saying, this is a great answer to this question, and it serves it up. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and the thing that I think is helpful is Google is looking for helpful content, among many other things, of course. There's authoritativeness. There's a lot of things, but helpful content is a good thing to talk about right now. And they do give you clues as to what to look for. There's a link we'll share in the comments or the descriptive paragraph that accompanies the podcast that goes out to a page that Google has a series of questions you can use as a self-assessment for what is considered helpful content. Right off the top, the easiest way to sum it up, and Google's been saying this for several years, but they may have put a finer point on it now. Your content should be written for people and not for search engines. That's really kind of an important message. Not the only message, but an important takeaway from this. what Google wants to surface for somebody who types a question into their search engine is a good, well-researched answer, something that provides a unique point of view, something that really is a link that they would say, yeah, you know what, we recommend this thing.
A story, not a regurgitated fact.
Yeah, well, and while you're free to cite other people's work, whether it's online or not, that's good because it substantiates what you put on the page. Mm-hmm. You really shouldn't be regurgitating what you read elsewhere. That's originality. There's many things that Google looks at. But think of that implication. That means Google is reading your content and can make the judgment about whether you've copied what somebody else said and just reworded it or not.
Yeah, yeah. So thinking about that big, bold statement, Stu, what does this mean for AI-assisted content? And, you know, under the lens of Google has its own Gemini and all of those things.
Yeah. The thing that I have an opinion on, let's be very clear, this is an opinion. The other part about this March update was a reduction in spam content in search results. Now, Google has always been anti-spam. They want to deliver clean results to their customers. We can understand that. But one part of spam, just one part of spam, is AI. Now, because they have their own AI tools out there, and frankly, Google's been using AI since far longer than it's been in the headlines. I mean, I do a lot of Google Ads work. They've been using AI and Google Ads since about 2007. That's what Quality Score is an AI powered tool. Mm-hmm. So this has been around for a while. It's just now come up into the zeitgeist. It's just what people are aware of at the moment. But Google looks at things in perhaps a gradation. This is my opinion. They look at original content that appears to have come from somebody who has written on the topic before. Another important thing, they know that this byline, perhaps, is linked to other content on similar topic.
Yeah, authority.
That's the authority part of the EAT equation that they have. We'll link to that too if necessary. But Google does look at that part of the equation saying, okay, this person writes often on this topic. They're considered an authority because people link to it. People stay on the content. They don't bounce off of it. They read it. They scroll it. They do all this stuff. All this stuff goes into it. But then there's AI-assisted writing. And that can be where, okay, we've gone out and gotten and used an AI tool to not develop the content, but perhaps develop the outline. And then we address the points by that because it's a nebulous topic and we could use some help in organizing how we put the information we want to relate into a meaningful article to get it published. There's other ways where AI-assisted content can come in, where perhaps you've used AI to come up with your citations. Because right now, for the most part, what's happening on the web with AI is large language model. It knows the stuff that's already been written and can rearrange it into helpful sentences and paragraphs. It doesn't really create original.
No matter how wrong or how right it is.
Exactly.
It just sees that a thing has been done and it puts the thing in a new way.
Exactly. And that's the next step, which is AI-generated content. Ages ago, I was doing SEO work for a website back in the Wild West days of websites. That if I said the year, that would date me too much, so I'm not going to. But the process we used was, at the time, an authentic process to improve your search ranking. It was called link farming. We would take an article, we would write it, we would put it into a program that was called a spinner, which would rearrange the thoughts and the paragraphs in such a way that it looked like original content over and over and over again, and then take all that content and plant it across dozens of websites, all pointing back to my website. Backlink building, black hat. I know. I hated it too, because quite frankly, the content sucked.
Yeah.
The spun content really was not that good. But at the point, Google didn't care. Or if they did, they didn't let on. Today, and will come forward the better part of 20 years, Google knows the content. It's no longer about matching a link to your website and saying it's good enough. All of this matters. So when you use AI to generate content and plop it on your website, Google can pretty much detect it because it has this copy of the web, if you will, in its possession. and it can look at the content and assess its quality, its origin, all sorts of stuff. So the spam update, to bring this all the way back to the beginning of the statement, the spam part of the update that happened in March also has to do with AI generated or AI assisted content. My personal opinion, I don't think Google's going to crack down too much on AI usage as an assist if they themselves are pushing forward with AI tools. But I think that also implies that there's some nuance understanding on their part about how much and how you use AI.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up the backlinks thing. That's one of the questions we get most often from our groups. And we always come back around to, is your content helpful? Is it useful? Is it backlink worthy?
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about. It has to be worth that mention, worth that person's time to put your link on their site. You know, if you're a good resource, if you're a good knowledge hub, then that's what makes you backlink worthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually an important way to put it, the way you've said it. Backlink worthy. You may not have the backlinks yet, but Google looks at this and can assess to some degree saying, hey, you know what? Somebody could link to this. It would be useful if somebody linked to this. So yet again, another non-keyword driven quality signal built into the system. So yeah, I think there's a lot to come from that. Really what it comes down to though is this last update, the two headlines that we're talking about the most internally is the spam update we've just finished discussing that also overlaps into the current AI discussion. Plus the fact that helpful content is now rolled into the core algorithm instead of the standalone isolated thing that says, hey, you could do better. Well, now we have incentive. It's part of the ranking. Mm-hmm. I guess if I were to sum it up, I think one way to put it is the March update, among many other things, encourages, as stated, content written for people that is very helpful in answering questions and is not closely associated to other content that already exists. And really, that's the big takeaway. Write stuff meaningful to the people you want to talk to and you have an answer for. Think of it that way.
Yeah, hit the nail on the head.
Well, one last thing on AI. AI is built on a language model. Presently, I think it was like a 2021 freshness date, if you will. If you ask AI to answer a question, it's only going to answer that question, if it's possible, by constructing sentences and paragraphs based on content and knowledge from 2021 and before. It's not going to be very current.
Yeah.
It also doesn't do math. So another topic.
Me either.
Yeah, it says 1 + 1 = 2 because it read it somewhere, not because it does the math.
Yeah.
But at any rate, that'll be another topic some other day.
Tell good stories.
Yeah, tell good stories. And that's just not blog content.
Right.
You have to be able to do that also with your what I consider organic content. If you're in higher education, that is the description of a program page. If you're in healthcare, it's going to be the description of your orthopedic knee replacements. Do something unique. You're answering the same question. Everybody is, but say why perhaps you're different. Say, address something. Instead of simply saying we do knee replacements and you're back to work in 3 days, add in information about what life is like afterward,
yep.
What the recovery is. Add more. Answer the question asked. And then go on a little deeper and ask and answer the next few questions that would come up.
Every page is a story. Give them something to think about before, during, and after. Give them the next action step. Keep the conversation going.
Yeah, and that's a good step toward being helpful. So, but if you have any comments, of course, don't hesitate to reach out. We'll answer.
User-generated content.
Yeah, we love that. Go ahead, ask us any questions you have on the topic, or better yet, if you have an opinion, share that too. The best part about learning is hearing everybody else's thoughts on the subject.
For sure.
All right. Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Did I Say That Out Loud with Stu Edens and Mariah Tang. Check out the show notes for more information about today's episode. And if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, hit us up anytime at staymates.com.